At last the party reached the house of the Kazi, who went upstairs out of fear of the mass movement. The men assembled there at the house of Kazi showed haughty temper, but the Lord asked them to be peaceful. At this the Kazi came down and pacified the Lord by addressing him as his nephew. He said that Nirambar Chakrabarti was called by him as Chacha, or the uncle, and as such Srimati Sachidevi, the mother of Nimai Pandit, became his sister. He asked Nimai Pandit whether a sister's son can be angry upon his maternal uncle. The Lord replied that rightly the Kazi was his maternal uncle, but when the nephew is a guest at the house of his maternal uncle, why, he shall not be well received. In this way the whole thing was mitigated, and there was a long discussion on Quran and Hindu Shastras between the two learned scholars. The question of cow-killing was also raised by the Lord, and they were properly replied with reference to the order of the Quran. The Kazi also questioned the Lord about cow sacrifice in the Vedas, and the Lord replied that sacrifice of cow mentioned in the Vedas is not cow killing. In that sacrifice, an old bull or cow is sacrificed to give it fresh, younger life by the power of Vedic mantras. In the Kali Yuga, such cow sacrifice is forbidden, on account of absence of such learned Brahman able to conduct such service. In the Kali Yuga, therefore, all jagas are forbidden, because they are useless attempt by the foolish men. In the Kali Yuga only, the Samkirtan Yuga is recommended for all practical purposes. The Kazi was convinced, and he became a follower of the Lord. He declared thenceforward nobody will put hindrances in the Samkirtan movement started by the Lord. The Kazi of Navadvip has left his will for his future descendants that nobody would hinder the Samkirtan movement started by the Lord. The Kazi's crematorium is still existent within the area of Navadvip, and all Hindu pilgrims go there to show their respects to the Kazi's graveyard. The Kazi's descendants are residents of that place, but they never objected Samkirtan even during the Hindu modern riot days. This incident of Lord Chaitanya's life shows clearly that the Lord was not a timid so-called Vaishnav. A Vaishnava means a fearless devotee of the Lord. For the right cause, they can take any step suitable for the purpose. Arjuna was also a Vaishnava devotee of Lord Krishna, and he fought valiantly for the satisfaction of the Lord. Similarly, Bajrangaji, or Hanuman, was also a devotee of Lord Rama, and he gave lessons to the party of Ravana, the non-devotee camp. Therefore, the principles of Vaishnavism is to satisfy the Lord by all means. A Vaishnav is by nature a non-violent, peaceful living being, and he has all the good qualities of God. But when there is the question of blaspheming the Lord or his devotee, the Vaishnav never tolerates such impudency on the part of the non-devotee. After this incident, the Lord began to preach and propagate his Bhagavat Dharma, or Samkirtan movement, more vigorously, and whoever stood against this propagation of the Yuga Dharma, or duty of the age, was properly punished by various chastisement. Two Brahmin gentlemen called by the names of Chapala and Gopal, who also happened to be maternal uncles of the Lord, were also chastised by the infliction of leprosy upon them, and later on, when they were repentant, they were accepted by the Lord. In course of his vigorous preaching work, he used to send every day all his followers, including Srila Nityananda Prabhu and Thakur Haridas, two chief whips of his party, to go from door to door and preach the cult of Srimad Bhagavatam. The whole of Navadvip was surcharged with his Samkirtan movement, and the HQ was situated at the house of Srinivas Thakur and Sri Advaita Prabhu, another couple of chief whips amongst the householders. These two heads of the Brahmins and learned community were most ardent supporters of Lord Chaitanya's movement. Sri Advaita Prabhu is the chief agent to bring in the advent of the Lord. When Advaita Prabhu saw that the complete society is full of materialistic activities without any tinge of devotional service, which alone could save them from the threefold miseries of material existence, He, out of his causeless compassion for the age-worn human society, he prayed fervently for the incarnation of the Lord who continued worship by the water of the Ganges, together with the leaves of Tulsi. So far preaching was concerned, everybody was to do his bit of work daily according to the order of the Lord. Once Nityananda Prabhu, accompanied by Srila Haridas Thakur, both were passing the main road, and on the way they saw an assembly of crowd roaring on the way. On inquiry from the passers-by, it was understood that the two brothers of the name Jagai and Madai were creating public disturbances in drunken state. It was also gathered from informations that the two brothers were born in a respectable Brahmin family, but on account of low association, both of them had turned to be debauches of the first order. They were not only drunkards, but also they were meat-eaters, women-hunters, dacoits, and sinners of all description. Srila Nityananda Prabhu heard all these stories and decided that these two fallen souls must be delivered first. If they are delivered from this sinful life, then the good name of Lord Chaitanya will be still more glorified. Thus thinking, both Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas pushed into the crowd and asked the two brothers to chant the holy name of the Lord Hari. The drunken brothers got enraged on this request and attacked Nityananda Prabhu with filthy languages. Both Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur hurriedly left the place, and the drunken brothers chased them to a considerable distance. In the evening, the report of the preaching work was submitted to the Lord, and he was glad to learn that such a pair of stupid fellows were attempted for deliverance. The next day again Nityananda Prabhu went to see the brothers, and as soon as he approached them, one of them threw a piece of broken earthen pot hurled on the body of Nityananda Prabhu. At once the broken part struck on the forehead of the Lord, squizzing out flow of blood. Srila Nityananda Prabhu was so kind upon them that instead of protesting against the heinous act, he said, "It does not matter that you have thrown stone upon me, but still I request you to chant the holy name of Lord Hari." One of the brothers was astonished to see this behavior of Nityananda Prabhu, and he at once fell down on the feet of him, asking him to pardon his sinful brother. The other one was again attempting to hurt him, but Jagai checked him and implored him to fall down unto the feet of Nityananda Prabhu. In the meantime, the news of hurting Nityananda reached the Lord, and he at once came up to the spot in an angry mood like fire. The Lord at once asked for Sudarshan to kill the sinners, but Nityananda Prabhu reminded him about his mission. The mission of the Lord is to deliver the hopelessly fallen souls of the Kali Yuga, and the two brothers Jagai and Madai were typical examples of the present-day population. The population of the present age are 90% like the two brothers, although some of them are born of very respectable families of the higher caste. According to the verdict of the revealed scriptures, all the population of the world of this age will be of the lowest Sudra quality or less than that of the Chandala quality. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never acknowledged the stereotyped caste system by birthright, and he strictly followed the verdict of the Shastras in the matter of one's Swarup, real identity. When the Lord was asking for the Sudarshan Chakra, and Srila Nityananda Prabhu was imploring him to forgive them, both the brothers fell on the lotus feet of the Lord and begged to be pardoned for their gross misbehavior. The Lord was asked by them, as well as by Nityananda Prabhu, to accept the repenting souls, and the Lord asked them only one condition, that thenceforward they will completely give up the habit of debauchery and sinful activities. Both the brothers agreed and promised to give up their sinful habits, and the kind Lord accepted them without reference to their past misdeeds and sinful acts. That is the specific kindness of Lord Chaitanya. In this age, nobody can say very boldly that he is free from all kinds of sinful acts. Rather, it is impossible for everyone to say like that. But Lord Chaitanya accepts all kinds of sinful persons only on one condition, that such repenting soul promises not to indulge in the sinful habits after one is spiritually initiated by the bona fide spiritual master.